So now we're doing the Gemara on the Flam Dalam base. So Gemara says that Rava Karbo Do Tchila V'Sof. So one shot it means in the regular modem, and always be Yachid. Punish Mon Esrei. Amr Le Rabban Amai Kovid Mar Hachi. Amr Lehu Chazin Le Rav Nachman the Karva Chazin Le Rav Sheishes the Kovid Hachi. What Tanya Karbo Do Reis Magun. Okay, Rav Doshra. Okay, fine. So that means we took up right. So apparently the Gemara held, there's a half meaning to say that you're not Korea by Lachon Elodos, Baruch Hashem, Tashim Lachon Elodos, right? There's a half meaning to say that. So the Rashba says, according to that Girsa, you must say that you're not Goris before that Tchil of itself. Logasin must need some Bodo Tchil of itself. Elohagasin, Hela Baruch Hashem Shocho Ben, Bo'ovos Bo'odo. Okay, so what's the question? So in other words, in the Mishnah just says no door in modem, but not besof. So why not besof? Why is it different than the first bracha? So the answer is the way it was playing. Because it's halach in the spheres dvarim of modem. So since halach in the spheres dvarim of modem, so it's only by modem. But at the end of the bracha, there's no reason to do it. But nonetheless. The Gemara says that Rava did it, right? Because he saw Rav Nachman did it, and he saw Rav Sheshes did it. Okay, so why did they do it, really? So apparently, Mikra Din, they didn't have to do it. Of course, Mikra Din, it was really Allah in the spheres dvarim of the Modem. And the tefillah of modem is part of the tefillah. If you say modem not korea, so you're lacking in the tefillah itself. It's good for ma'isa tefillah. So that they had to do. But in the end, I mean, there's no reason to do it. But it turns out that he saw it's a good idea to do it, right? So why is it a good idea? So what was I saying? So apparently there's a kinyum in the birkas modem. Okay. In other words, everybody holds that it's a chiyuv to do it by modem because of the spheres dvarim of modem. And if you don't do shtachavaya, so then a kriya, I mean, so then you're lacking in the very word modem. I mean, you're not being mispal. Lacks in the tefillah. Okay. But secondarily, there is a birkas modem. It is a birkas odor, and therefore there's a kiyum to be korea because of the birkas odor. Okay, so it'll come out the first kriya has two kiyumim, right? The first kriya is a kriya of tefillah, and it's also a kriya of tchilas bracha. So insofar as it's a kriya of tchilas bracha, so then it makes sense to have a kriya of itself bracha as well. Okay, so that's what he said. That's why he saw that Rav Nachman and who else was it? It was Rav Sheshes. That they determined that it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum in the birkas modem. So that's why he did it. Okay, it wasn't Mekar Din, it wasn't a chiyuv, but it's a kiyum. All right? So that's the way you learn. If you learn, it's going on the real modem, not the modem of the tzibur, but the modem of the yachid. In tefillas yudches, okay? But then he brings down Varivitz al Pirish, the Rashbo we're doing, the high plucked love the kriyas. Love the kriyas to shliach tzibur v'yochid and espalhi the pshita of other the kai to tchilu v'sof. Ela be kriyas the modem drabonon he ki the garsini b'yishami. Tani akol shochinim shliach tzibur ba'odo. Amar Rabbi Zera ubovad the modem. Zera have a samach lekrova kidei sheyehe shochinimo tchilu v'sof. He was close to the shots, right? The shots, yeah. Kept up. The nearer mikan sheshochin b'modem rabbanon b'sof. Avalei mashgiin lo shuach imachazim b'sof ha'odor ela be'ezem makom sheyisayim modem rabbanon. The Rabbi Zera imachav lo ma'at kedei sheyashlim imachazim. The nearer ki lo korea imot chilav b'sof. Ubemodem rabbanon lo reisi mishechosim b'av ha'odor b'uvari. The Ela Miu Matsasi Bishalmi, the Mechilton, the Kula Moray, Hasimi Barokhto, Hashem Kelados, Af Pishena Pasach the Bark, Shema Asaua, Kismuchala Avoda. The Inami Eshksas Shechosmos, Venon poschos, v'yafopi she'enon smuchos. So, in other words, they because it's not pasach b'baruch, so you must say it's it starts from where? It starts from ritzei, right? I mean, okay. So what's the problem if you say it's let's say by modim drabanan? So what's the question over here? What we said was with regard to modim, with regard to giving hodah, hodah needs a matir. Why? Because to give hodah is an impossible thing. Because you could thank a human being because he exists and you exist and he's giving you something. But before God, you don't exist. So what do you mean you're thanking him for giving you something? Who are you? You're non-existent. Your whole existence comes from God. So you can't thank him for giving you something. So hodah is an impossible thing to do, logically, from a logical standpoint. So that's why we say, modim anachnu loch, al she'onu modim loch. So Rashi says over there in Sotah, you got Rashi in Sotah. He says, al she'nasata b'libeinu, liyos dvukum b'cho umodim loch. So it means that's the matir. In other words, because really it's absurd to thank God as if you're a separate existence, thank you for giving me this. But you don't exist. So what right do you have to give hodah? That hodah is presupposing your existence, which is an impossibility. So that's why you say, al she'onu modim loch, al she'nasato b'libeinu liyos dvukim bach umodim loch. Because that's our nature. You made it part of our nature to recognize your chesed and to express ourselves in terms of the it's not a realistic hodah. It's a hodah because it's our nature to be moda. Because we want to give thanks. In other words, we want. You follow me?
It doesn't make sense.
In other words, it's a matir. It's a matir. Shevach is not a problem. Hodah is a problem. Okay. Because the problem in Hodah is you're presupposing your own existence. But since God gave in your nature the desire to give Hodah, so that's now you're not presupposing your existence anymore.
And that's part of your nature.
You follow? You're saying I'm acting in accordance with my nature to give Hodah on what I received. So you're not violating the presupposition of your existence. Because that's the nature of your existence. In other words, there's no presupposition anymore. Do you follow what I mean? In other words, if you come out right and you give a thanks for a small thing, so you say, I'm thanking for this. What do you mean? Your whole existence is because of God. But if you say that God gave it in your nature to thank him as an existence for what he does for you, so then you're not presupposing your own existence anymore. So it's no problem. That's the concept of Al Shana Modem Lach. It's a deep idea. Okay, go.
Thanks.
It's impossible to thank God for your existence because there has to be thank as we are a receiver, recipient. But so you'd have to exist before you exist. That's impossible. So giving thanks to God is a logical impossibility.
And if a person saves your life?
I mean, the only way you could say thank God for existence would be that your soul, I mean, see, but a parent is different because a parent is giving the soul the opportunity to exist in this world. But to thank God, the whole existence, the soul was created by God. The very soul is created by God.
You mean like your soul existed before you were born?
Shevach, you don't have that problem. In Hodah, you have that problem. Asher nasata b'libeinu liyos dvukim bach umodim lach. So that answers the problem. Because we're saying that we're not presupposing our existence, but we're saying that our existence, the nature of our existence is to thank Hashem for things that he gives to our existence. And that's why we're doing it. Okay?
Well, Why does that have to be?
Excellent, excellent, very good. So the Rambam says Sur Chayenu means the source of our existence. Where's that in the Mara?
It's chapter 16, book 1, chapter 16.
Book 1, chapter 16. Okay, so that's the so that's very good. So Modim Anachnu Loch means we admit Tzur Chayenu, that you're the source of our existence. That's the first thing. So now, once you have that, so now you say, once we have existence, so now we thank God for what He added to us, to our existence, to our existence. Okay, but to thank Him for what was added without the first part would be an assumption that you exist. From where? I mean, it would be a preposterous assumption. So the modem drabonon really parallels the modem of the shatz, or the modem of the yud ches. Okay, because that's what it says. Modem nachmu loch al sha'anu modem loch. So it means Al Shaanu Modem Loch Nazrash say Al Shanasanta Bali Benu Lios Dvukambach Umodem Loch. Okay, so that's the matir for the Hodah. The matir for the Hodah. Okay. So apparently if this is the Pshat, so what the Shatz is saying is really understood, the same idea. Now Modem Anachnu Loch means Modem Loch Kof from Shtar Hashem Lokem Lokem Tzur Chayenu. Tzur Chayenu is an essential component here, because Tzur Chayenu means the source of our existence. Then, once you mention that, then you say L'dovah don l'luchon asap del secha. Okay, so then you have a right to to be mishabeach, because the same idea that's our nature, that once we have existence, that we want to be mishabeach for those things that God gives us beyond our existence. It's not that we're presupposing our existence. Okay? So we have existence, and now that we have existence, so we could or we could not have certain good. So our existence is of such a nature that it wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good that we receive once we have existence. Okay? Yes. And that's the same thing. Same thing as the Shas. The only thing is that the Elkamar, according to Rashi, the Modem to Rabbonon really is just an explanation of the concept of Modem. That's what it is. So when the Shas does Modem, so the Tzibur has to explain the Modem. Okay? Yeah, the bowing really makes more sense in the Modem that we admit, because that's why it's appropriate. Because we admit that you are our God, so admission demands an act that demonstrates the admission. Okay? Yes. So apparently, Anshkenes Agdala didn't have it. Okay? So that's what's called Modem Rabbanon. In other words, the reason why they have to be Korea is because since the Shlich Tzibur is being Mispala for you, and he's being Moda, meaning admitting the existence of God. So therefore, you must also, you must be Korea. Right? So therefore, there's a kiyum to supply that Korea with an Amira. That's a kiyum. And the Amira is the perfect Amira, because the Amira takes in both the things. The recognition that God is a source of your existence, and the concept of Hodah. So that's a kiyum. You're not mechuyev to do it. So the Anshei Knesset Gedola didn't have it. You're mechuyev to do kriya. That the Anshei Knesset Gedola had. Because the Maisa kriya, it's impossible since the Shatz is being mispala for you, and he's being korea and saying modim, that you can't stand still. You have to, you also have to be mitzurah with that kriya. So that's why you have to be korea. But it's a kiyum to verbalize as well the formula of Hodah. And that's the formula. Okay? Now back to the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas is a question about it. So, but clearly, you definitely have to do why? Because you must have to create the shots. Right? So, what's the question at the end? So, it's a different question. So, the question is whether Modem Drabbanon has a Shem Bracha. That's the question. Is it simply a Shevach that is mitzuruf to the Kriya, the Shatz, or does it have the chalas shem of a bracha b'fnei atzmusa? So if it's simply a tzir of shevach, so then there's no tchil of itself, because there's no entity. But if it's an entity, so then it should be tchil of itself, just like the tchil of itself of the shatz. So that's the question. Okay? So it's a different question. How do we paskin?